If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 869. What I've gained from exercise that's way better than abs, by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Thursday and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Kind of like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. What I've gained from exercise that's way better than abs, by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. The conversation about fitness tends to revolve around one thing: looking good, whatever that means. Maybe if there's time, health will be thrown in there too. But in general, the exercise industry tends to direct all of its attention towards reminding you that you need to look better, and that's the number one reason you should be working out regularly. Want to hear a dirty little secret of mine? How I look is the least important reason I work out on a daily basis, and I truly believe that's why I've been able to build such a strong and healthy relationship with the gym. Seeing my body change has just been an extra benefit. It's not a punishment to go to the gym because I don't look good. It's a pleasure to go to the gym because it makes me feel good. If you've been struggling with building a healthy workout routine in your life, I highly recommend ditching the body shaming and finding some new motivation. You need to change your mindset and focus your sights on all of the great things that will happen inside your mind and body, and stop worrying so much about what the scale says if you want a shot at having a loving relationship with the gym. If you're trying to find some better reasons to get in your daily sweat sesh, here are mine. Physical health. I know this is probably an obvious one, but it's hard to fully communicate how poor my quality of life was before I started exercising. In fact, I really had no idea how bad it was or how much it could improve until it all changed. You might also think that your health really isn't that bad. You're fine. So did I. After reading a lot about how exercise changes both your mind and body, I really do believe that if you don't have some regular physical activity in your schedule, then you're not seeing your optimum health. There's a ton of little health benefits I've seen, but one major one has been my energy level. I used to be able to take a nap anytime, anywhere. I was exhausted all of the time. Doctors regularly tested me for anemia, worried about how lethargic I was. Not only do I have more energy in general, but since I've switched my gym time to 5 a.m., and got my workouts in before work, I rarely hit that 2 p.m. slump that used to crush me. Mental health. I have been on antidepressants. I've done countless hours of talk therapy and more group therapy than I ever wanted. But I can confidently say that regular exercise has helped me manage depression better than any other thing has. To be clear, I am 100% not putting any of those other things down. In fact, I am a huge believer in talk therapy for everyone. But building in a daily workout routine has made a dramatic impact for me personally, and it's something I highly recommend to anyone struggling with depression and anxiety. I actually was so surprised by how much it's impacted me that I read Spark by John J. Rady and absolutely loved the deep dive into how exercise affects the brain. He really takes it to a true scientific study and lays out how and why it can be so effective. I'm not going to pretend it's a magic cure-all. Nothing is. And anyone telling you otherwise is lying, but it can have a huge impact and can be so helpful with those struggles. Confidence. This is major. My husband once described me to someone as the most insecure person in the world, which was 100% true at the time. My confidence in myself has always seemed to be in the negatives, and I struggled daily with the mental fight to feel confident. Then I started running. Okay, in the beginning, it was more of a run 100 feet, walk 500 feet. But I began to realize that I could do something I never thought possible. I gained that little bit of confidence from running and decided to finally commit myself to also doing full workouts every day. I had tried to do exercise programs before, only to quit before day 3. But this time, I was determined. I had already taught myself to run a 5K, and if I could do that, I figured I could probably do anything. So I did. I worked out every day for a month. Even when we were traveling and I had to do it on the floor next to our bed, I did it. And then I kept doing it. Almost a year later, I look back now and see how much that changed me. I'm not talking about physically, although that has happened too. I'm talking about mentally. Workouts have taught me every single day that even when something's hard, I can do it. I can push through and accomplish way more than I ever thought I could. Now, when something is hard or my brain tries to tell me that I might fail, I remind myself I've done things so much more difficult. I've already accomplished this thing I would have never thought possible. All right, now get going. Don't let yourself get caught up in the idea that you need to work out just to look better. You look amazing. I already know it. You should work out because it will make your mind and body feel better and work better together. It is such hard work, especially in the beginning. But make a rule to banish all negative talk during your workouts. Whether you work out for 5 minutes or for an hour, it counts, and it's awesome. You just listened to the post titled, What I've Gained from Exercise That's Way Better Than Abs, by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What's really great about what today's author was discussing about how exercise impacted her own life, we're finding that through great research, most people will experience these same wonderful effects. Meaning, if you participate in regular exercise, it too will start to increase your self-confidence. It will also make you less likely to experience depression. Yes, you will feel more energetic. And again, this is all backed by great scientific research too. For the longest time, I was in terrible shape. I did not follow a healthy lifestyle. I hated to exercise. I asked my parents if I could be an armchair athlete, which means, can I be someone who just watches sports all day? But it wasn't until I got sick that I finally decided that maybe it was time I gave this exercise thing a chance. And like today's author, I did and never looked back. It wasn't easy by any means, and it's still not. I still have to find time to do this, and there are days when I definitely don't want to exercise, but I force myself, and I'm so much happier that I did. So trust me, just take that first step. I promise you'll feel better. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, and we're going to share a little bit of information from that food and nutrition conference I was at. So definitely stay tuned for that episode where your optimal life awaits.